The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Taking our seat with a sense of real composure, sense of fearlessness or steadfastness, a willingness to be right in the middle, alert, not afraid to relax and soften, not afraid to be a sensitive being here. Undefended, real, this humility of not knowing, allowing the sensations of the body to come and go, and for the last number of weeks, we've been experimenting with this sustained present moment awareness, keeping it really simple, experimenting, understanding this possibility of sustained present moment awareness, remembering it's like this. Tonight we'll work with simple but powerful resolves that we'll set in the mind, in the heart. So I'll speak it out loud and then either using the same words or feel free to make adjustments, but repeat some similar kind of resolve after I say it out loud, if you would. Making this simple and strong resolve, may this heart recognize, strengthen, learn something about this first factor of awakening of mindfulness during the course of the sit. And again, may this heart, this mind, recognize, better understand, strengthen this factor of awakening we call mindfulness during the sit tonight. And then just continue with your practice in a simple way and allow this resolve to have its effect on the mind. but are recognizing this factor of mindfulness, strengthening this factor of mindfulness, that quality of mind that remembers to recognize what the mind is knowing, reflectively recognizes what the mind is knowing, what the mind is doing in each moment. Without judging, it is mindfulness itself that allows for this sustained present moment awareness. So discerning as best you can this active, immediate activity of mindfulness. And how in any moment the mind might be forgetful, not aware of what the mind is knowing or what the mind is doing, or the mind might be aware of what's being known or what the mind is doing. So really noticing the difference between mindfulness and then moments when there's an absence of mindfulness. In fact, being interested in the dropping away of mindfulness is a very useful, skillful means to help sustain mindful awareness. Then we can set another resolve. Resolving now, may this heart, may this mind learn something, understand better the quality of investigation, the second factor of awakening. This quality of mind that discerns more deeply the underlying nature of what's coming and going. This quality of mind that understands the immediate skillfulness or unskillfulness of what the mind is doing or how the mind is relating. And repeating the resolve again in your own words, but I'll do it out loud first. May this heart resolve to learn, to better understand, to better recognize this quality of investigation, the second fact of awakening, as it actually arises and expresses itself in the mind. Just allow the resolve to take effect. Go back to your basic practice of sustained present moment awareness. The most basic expression of this factor of investigation is some basic appreciation that it matters, this continuity of mindful awareness matters. It's relevant. And primarily it matters because it reveals how the mind can set in motion tension, get tight, and how it's possible for the mind and the way the mind is relating to set in motion a releasing of that tension or a lightening up, a dropping away of tension. So again, in a very natural way, let the interest, the curiosity about this factor of investigation, see the actual activity of investigation, this discriminating, discerning quality of the mind, that basically is understanding the conditional or cause and effect nature of how things unfold. It doesn't really matter what's coming and going or playing itself out now. Investigation also sees how the attitude really matters. And the underlying view is this conditional unfolding of experience self, or is it just the unfolding of nature? Natural causes and conditions. Is it me or mine? Or is it nature? Notice how the quality of investigation doesn't really care what is being investigated. It will just naturally be happy to investigate whatever is predominant, whatever the mind is knowing. And taking the time now to set another resolve, recognizing the power of intention, the power of resolve. May this mind, this heart, learn something about this third factor of energy, efforting. Learn something that it doesn't already know, clarify this quality of mind, strengthen this quality of mind, of energy, effort. So may this be so, this resolve to learn, to see clearly. So in your own words, set a resolve at least twice, and then just let the practice continue. The mind is naturally then curious about this quality of persistence or steadfastness. Non-wavering. The effort to engage the present moment with intimacy and a compassionate wish to support the well-being, the stability of the mind, the calm in the mind, the clarity, to learn from mistakes. Recognize, if you can, this powerful commitment in the mind to learn through being present. A real empowering joy, this persistence. And then finally tonight, making the clear and resonant resolve to learn something about joy or rapture as a natural arising, a natural force in the mind. So for the remainder of this sit, may this heart, this mind learn something, understand more deeply the activity of joy, the expression of joy, and rapture. Recognizing, no matter how faint it might be, a kind of inner shining, a vibration of lightness, expansiveness. These are some of the telltale signs of rapture and joy. An uplifting, expansive quality of mind and heart. Practice being familiar with the arising of joy, the effect of joy. The mind curious about the direct expression of joy in the body and mind.